Well, both candidates came out swinging, with Ron Johnson trying to portray Feingold as a Washington insider, Feingold stressing the independent votes that he's taken throughout the years, and Johnson repeating his argument that the Senate needs more manufacturers like him instead of another lawyer like Feingold. Feingold also defended his vote in favor of the health care reform bill, which Johnson called the biggest threat to freedom of our time and the reason he got into the race. But the sparks really flew with the question regarding the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, which Feingold says has opened the floodgates to anonymous rich special interests buying negative attack ads. Johnson accused Feingold of trying to restrict free speech. Feingold asked Johnson at least five times to ask the outside groups to stop running the ads or at least disclose where the money was coming from. The audience erupted in applause when Johnson eventually said that he did favor disclosure.
Your panel also asked the candidates about the Ayn Rand book, Atlas Shrugged. That's not your typical debate question. What was the significance there?
The significance is that Ron Johnson calls that book, written by libertarian philosopher Ayn Rand, foundational. He said he was moved by the book's portrayal of an America in which big manufacturers and producers, in other words, people like him, were so overburdened by taxes and regulations that they simply shrug and stop producing. He called the book a warning to America. Feingold answered this way, and I've got a quote here. "You believe the producers are a very special group of people. I guess they're better than the rest of us." So Feingold tried to use Johnson's embrace of Ayn Rand to portray him as a multimillionaire elitist. Rand, as you may know, was an atheist. She wrote the book called The Virtue of Selfishness. She condemned some traditional Christian virtues like altruism and helping the poor. She believes that the rich deserve to keep everything they make and have no obligation to help the less fortunate. So you've got Johnson embracing this book. He's also a devout Christian who served at one time on the finance board of the Catholic Diocese of Green Bay. So it could be argued that his embrace of Ayn Rand and the book Atlas Shrugged is, at least in some ways, at odds with his professed religious beliefs.
Sean, the candidates for governor will hold their second debate tonight in Milwaukee. What can we expect this evening?
I think if you use the first debate as a guide, you can expect Tom Barrett to be the aggressor here. And I guess the question is whether Scott Walker will hit back this time or whether he'll sort of stay above the fray like he did in the first debate. I think you can expect some of the questions that are going to be in a lot of these debates. How are you going to balance the budget? What are you going to do about the economy? The question is how Milwaukee-centric the questions will get and whether they'll touch on a new report that was leaked earlier this week that hinted that Milwaukee County's finances might be so bad that bankruptcy could be an option for the county or should be an option for the county. That's something that Tom Barrett has been hitting on the campaign trail this week. Walker has said Barrett's getting increasingly negative, and that shows that he's in trouble.
Earlier this week, one of the candidates for lieutenant governor ran an ad that got some attention. What happened there?
That was Republican lieutenant governor candidate Rebecca Clayfish, who recently had a successful bout with colon cancer. And her ad used that story to go after Tom Barrett for his support of what she called government-run health care. Critics called it hypocritical because Clayfish was able to get her treatment because she's on her husband's state employee health insurance plan. Her husband's a state lawmaker. So they said she's benefiting from a system that she wants to take away from other people who receive it through something like the state's Badger Care program.